to senior class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning, everybody. My name is Russell Mills. Welcome to Senior Class. Our mission, of course, to discuss all aspects of life and living in our golden years. Your host, as he is every week, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us today, sir. It's going to be a great show. We have a great show in store for you today. We're talking about the flu, shingles and pneumonia, and vaccines. Is it too late to get a vaccine? And what is going on, Russell? You can't help but turn on the news each and every day and see another death or another few deaths from the flu.
A bad year. Yep.
It really has.
Tulsa County is the hardest hit as far as fatalities in the state, last statistics I saw. So,
well, and what we're going to find out today is it too late to get a flu shot? Here we are, the first part of February this year, and it's set out to be one of the worst flu seasons ever. I want to welcome live to the studios, we have Brittany Burridge, my co-host from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care at 81st and 169.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for being here. We have a great guest here in the studio. We have Kevin Tapley, pharmacist for CareFirst Pharmacies. Kevin, thank you so much for waking up with us this morning and talking about this important topic of vaccines.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, I've got to find out, you know, is it too late? Is it too late to get your flu shot this season?
I always say it's never too late to get a flu shot. It does take 2 to 4 weeks to mount the proper immune response. So the best time to get it through the year is mid to late October. That way you're covered through flu season. The flu shot usually lasts, you know, 3 to 6 months. People think it lasts a whole year. But you want to get that immune response so your body recognizes it. And that way, you know, past flu season, you know, your body doesn't need to mount that immune response because the flu's not going around as hard. So you get that new flu shot the next year. But you want to get it mid to late October. But you still want to go in and get it if you haven't got it yet. That way you're protected.
So how dangerous is the flu this year? Because I know we see stuff on the news and, you know, is it hype or is it really?
You tend to get worried every time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it is dangerous this year. We've had, per the Tulsa World, they had 10 deaths reported. You know, 7 of those have been people over 65. So, you know, it's really important to get your flu shot and make sure you stay protected.
Russell, what do folks need to do if they have a question for the pharmacist live in the studio today about vaccinations?
Or anything else, yeah.
Exactly.
They can text us at 95920. If you don't feel like hearing yourself on the radio, you could do that. It's 95920 if you want to text. And then if you'd like to give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. And we'll put you on live.
Kevin, talk to us a little bit about the pharmacies. Can you go to a pharmacy to get a flu shot or a pneumonia shot or a shingle shot? Is that something you do in the pharmacies?
Yes. So it's more common to get flu shots from pharmacists now. They're easily accessible. You know, insurances, most of them cover it through the pharmacy. So it's just more convenient to get it from the pharmacist. And we're all trained to give flu shots.
Well, you know what? It's not only more convenient. Sometimes I think it's probably safer. You know, I don't like to spend 30 minutes in a waiting room with 25 or 30 people when I'm well and they're all sick. So going to the pharmacy and getting in and out in a quick and short order might make the cut.
Yeah, that seems to make more sense to me. You might be sitting in the waiting room with somebody that already has the illness you're trying to prevent. So, you know, going in to talk to your pharmacist is always a little bit more convenient.
So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself and CareFirst Pharmacy.
Well, I've been with the pharmacy for 5 years. We are a compounding pharmacy. We do the same thing, you know, as the big chains, you know, counting tablets, doing the regular blood pressure medications, things like that. But we also compound. So that's something that, you know, that you don't really see a lot anymore. But it's something that is important to a lot of people. We have a lot of children that come in from the Children's Hospital. They need special things compounded, and we are able to do that for them.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're trained in actually giving these vaccines.
Well, in pharmacy school, we are all trained for immunizations, you know, whether it's a flu shot, shingles shot, pneumonia shot. It's all kind of the same idea. We've started using a new system to deliver shots this year. We use needleless flu shots, so it's a flu shot gun. Kind of looks like a TV remote or something like that. Yeah. It's not really a gun.
Is it less painful?
It's not less painful. It still stings because it's still got to be injected intramuscular, but it's kind of like a spring-loaded system. It's not a needle.
It's like a trick, so you don't see it coming.
Yeah. Well, and you don't see the needles.
I know what he's doing. Yeah.
And you don't see the needle. I know a lot of folks are afraid of needles, especially young children, but what you're saying is because this is such a deadly flu season for seniors, if they have not gotten that shot yet, it's really not too late because we're still hearing about nasty flu bugs with individuals on the news each and every day.
Yeah, like I said, it's never too late. It does take 2 to 4 weeks to mount the immune response. So like I said, middle to late October is the best time to get it, ideal. But, you know, flu seasons can still go up through. I've seen it through, you know, March, April. So make sure you get your flu shot.
Yeah. Why is it so important for people over 65 to get these vaccines?
So people over 65, as you age, your immune system weakens a little bit. So you need that extra help to help your body fight off a lot of these illnesses. You know, you just need that extra help.
And one thing, you talked about people not wanting the shot, but I've talked to the health department about the spray up your nose.
The nasal.
And they're saying those really don't work. They really don't recommend those.
Yeah, the flu mist, which was the nasal spray, they discontinued that last year. They found it wasn't as effective, and it is a live, weakened virus, so it can cause the flu. So they went ahead and just discontinued that last year. There's just other forms available for you to get your vaccine.
Which brings up a great point. What do you tell people who come in and say, well, every time I get the flu shot, I get the flu?
So we've seen a large percentage of people coming in and getting the flu shot now that the flu's already here. Like I said, it takes 2 to 4 weeks for your body to kind of recognize that vaccine to help you fight it. So they're already, you know, the flu's already going around. So they could already have it and, you know, their body's not protected yet.
When's flu season over? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, when can we go back outside?
Well,
yeah.
The flu's always circulating. It's just that people are more congregated indoors when it's cold outside. So
makes sense.
It's more prevalent in the wintertime.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray with Sunshine Care Partners. My co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. I got it. At 81st and Highway 169, we're visiting with pharmacist Kevin Tapley from Care First Pharmacies about the flu season. I'll tell you, about every other year, I get a flu shot. So am I just gambling each and every year, Kevin?
Yeah, you're gambling. You want to get it every year. The CDC recommends you get your flu shot every single year. There's different strains that kind of evolve and mutate every year, so you want to make sure you get each current year's flu shot.
All right, so I think of shots. I think of a tetanus shot. How long does a tetanus shot last, and can you get that in conjunction with a flu shot?
You can get that in conjunction with it. Usually the rule with shots is if you don't get them at the same time, you have to wait 4 weeks between shots. That way your body mounts that proper immune response. Tetanus, you want to get it every 10 years, a booster. It's important now to make sure that you've at least had one pertussis, which is the P portion of like Tdap for the whooping cough.
Okay.
And which has been kind of in pockets of the country, you kind of hear the whooping cough going around again, which is dangerous in infants. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that you kind of need to get before, you know, someone in the family has a baby. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when I always tell people to get.
So is the shot that's given for the flu the same for every individual regardless of age?
No, there's different ones. There, what was before was commonly a trivalent, which means there's three different strains of the flu in that
vaccine. That one shot?
Now it's more common for quadrivalent, which means there's four strains. But people over 65, they recommend the high dose, which just means there's extra vaccine in there to help their body kind of recognize that pieces of the virus. It's not a live virus, so it can't cause the flu. And then there's a new one now called Fluad, and it has a component to it that is a little bit more painful when injected, but it mounts a better immune response because your body senses that pain and kind of puts more white blood cells and stuff to that
area.
Now,
Kevin, most all insurance, including Medicare, covers the cost for these shots.
Yes, there's a couple insurances this year that don't cover it through the pharmacy, which was kind of odd. Usually, it's almost all of them cover it through the pharmacy. But most pharmacies offer them for $25, around that price range, if the insurance doesn't cover it.
Okay.
But Medicare has been covering it.
And you guys do have three convenient locations throughout the Tulsa metro area. I believe you have one at Midtown. That's your Getman on 15th and Lewis area.
Yes.
Then you have one in South Tulsa at 61st and Sheridan. And then you have your Broken Arrow location on the St. John's campus right there by Bass Pro.
Yes, and that's the one that I work at, is the Broken Arrow location. It's that's our original location, kind of our flagship. Very busy there. We enjoy our customers and always love to see people come in and get those new customers coming in.
It's always a lot of fun. You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. We're live in the studios today with pharmacist Kevin Tapley from Care First Pharmacies. And as always, I have my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Lindens Assisted Living and Memory Care at 81st and 169.
You were really getting tongue-tied over that today.
Oh my gosh. I just do each and every time. So, Russell, what do folks need to do if they have questions for the pharmacist?
All right, so we're gonna take a quick time out, but when you think of a question while we're gone, you can text us at 95920, or you can give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. You're listening to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Russell Mills. Coming up in about 8 minutes, your top stories of the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. Stay tuned. After that, we've got Living Well with Dr. Booz. If you've got a question for Rusty or any of our guests today, you can text us at 95920. And our host of Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray, and I guess we have a guest on the phone this morning.
Yes, we do. But first, I want to introduce our guests live here in the studio. We have Kevin Tapley, pharmacist from Care First Pharmacies, and my co-host, Brittany Burridge, from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Thanks so much for waking up with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. You're welcome. We have Amy from Broken Arrow Seniors live on the phone to talk about some upcoming events and how you could participate with the Broken Arrow Seniors. Amy, thanks so much for waking up with us this morning. Amy, are you there? Amy?
Yes.
There you are. How are you doing this morning? Thanks for calling in to Senior Class Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about Broken Arrow Seniors and your impact on the local community?
Absolutely. It's a proven fact that staying active physically and socially will really help people that are 55 and older stay healthier in body and mind. And really, that's what our mission is to help people 55 and older stay physically active and socially engaged.
Well, that's very important as we age, and for really about anyone to continue to stay active in the local community. Can you tell us about some upcoming events or how our listeners can participate?
Well, we are located at 1800 South Main Street, and membership in the Broken Arrow Senior Center is open to anyone that's 55 and older. You don't have to live in Broken Arrow to participate. The demographic, as you can imagine, for people 55 and older is very diverse. And we offer a vast array of activities and programming that are offered that are specifically designed for people 55 and older.
Well, and it's open every day, and I've had the opportunity to come down for lunch and meet some of the folks at the Broken Arrow Senior Center, and I will tell you this, it's always a lot of fun, and there's a great group.
It really is. I've been there, too, and I loved going there. It's actually a cool place I want to hang out at.
It's true. It is true. So, do you do lunch on a regular basis? Do you get together and go out into the community? Do you take vacations, day trips? Tell us about the fun part of Broken Arrow Seniors.
Well, we offer more than 50 activities for people that are 55 and older, and they include things like yoga, tai chi, dominoes. We have line dance from beginning to fitness line dance, Zumba Gold, chair Zumba. We do have a travel group, tap dancing and crafting. So we have the vast array of activities for people 55 and older. It's a great, great place.
Amy, if people want more information on how they can participate and make some new friends, what do they need to do?
Well, they can call our office at 918-259-8377, or you can also look at our webpage at www.baseniors.org. And then as far as upcoming events, we have a senior fair in April, and we will also have a community Bunko Bash in May.
Bunko Bash.
Yes. We had 168 people come to our January Bunko Bash.
Wow,
so
that's pretty amazing.
That's a huge event. But our senior resource and health fair at the end of April is great for people that want to come and see what the latest services and
I've been to
that
before.
Available for seniors.
Yeah, I've been to that before, and it's a wealth of knowledge, and hundreds of seniors come through. It's a great time.
It is. And if anyone is interested in a booth space, they can also call our office.
All right, give us that number one more time, Amy.
Certainly, 918-259-8377.
Thank you so much for calling in today. I hope you have a great week, and God bless, Amy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray. Thanks for tuning in today. We are visiting with Kevin Tapley, pharmacist from Care First Pharmacies, about the flu, pneumonia, and shingles vaccinations. Well, Russell, it looks like we have a couple of questions here for our guest, and I'll ask the first one. Kevin, what is the age for what's the age for a shingle vaccination, and will it work, and will prevent you from getting the shingles? And talk a little bit about pneumonia vaccinations.
Yes, so
maybe
on shingles,
I should ask the questions.
On shingles, there's two shingles vaccines. There's a new one called Shingrix, but the old one is Zostavax. And Zostavax, they recommend it for 60 and up. Shingrix is, for the CDC, 50 and up. So with Zostavax, it was a live weakened virus. They found it didn't mount like a strong enough response, so it's only about 60% effective for preventing the shingles. But if you've ever known anybody that's had the shingles, they'll still tell you to get it. The new one is called Shingrix, which is an intramuscular shot that you get once, and then you get another booster in a month. And that one is they found it to be 90% effective, and they say you can get it even if you've had the other shingles vaccine.
Who's at risk at getting shingles? I had chickenpox as an adult, and it was the worst experience of my entire life. Both eardrums burst.
That'll kill you.
It was horrible. I would have rather died than to live through the chickenpox.
Yes.
So am I at greater risk for shingles than anyone else?
You are at risk, and I wouldn't say at greater risk, but anybody that's had the chicken pox, you know, at any time in their life, the herpes zoster virus, which causes the chicken pox, kind of lives in your nerve endings now. With stress or just randomly, it can pop up, and it can be very, very painful because flare on those nerve endings. You want to make sure you get that vaccine because, you know, if you've got the shingles, there's a chance for you getting a pain that can last longer than up to a year. Called postherpetic neuralgia, which is from the shingles, and people say it can be excruciatingly painful.
Well, and it can change your life for quite a long period of time.
Yeah. Yes.
And just as you age, you know, you become kind of immune suppressed like we were talking about before, and so that's why that zoster virus kind of pops back up as you get older. Is that right?
Yes, and one of the dangers with that is with little ones that have not had the titer or the vaccine for the chickenpox or have not had chickenpox yet. Shingles can be transmitted as chickenpox, not as shingles.
Should.
So that's why you got to be careful, you know, if you've had the shingles, about not transmitting that as the chickenpox.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray from Sunshine Care Partners. We're live in the studios today, and we're visiting with Kevin Tapley, pharmacist from Care First Pharmacies, and we are taking your phone calls. When we come back from break, I think we're going to get to a very important question. And it's an 80-year-old who got the flu shot in September, and he's wondering if he should get a second one. Let's go ahead and answer that question real quick before we go to break. You said they were good for, 3 to 6 months?
Yes, so you can get a second flu shot. I would say if you got it in September, you're probably good to carry you through flu season. But if the flu season lasts long enough, you can get a second one to carry you through.
Is it a risk to get a second shot?
It's not a risk to get a second shot. It might not be needed, but there, you know, if the flu season lasts long enough throughout the year, that, you know, September, you know, vaccination might not be enough to get you through the full flu season. I would say if it's still going, you know, end of February, I'd probably go ahead and get another one just in case.
All right, we're going to go to break. But first, Russell, tell people what they need to do if they want to get a question in to our guest today, Kevin Tapley, pharmacist with CareFirst Pharmacies.
Absolutely. You can do what those folks did. You can text us at 95920, or you can also give us a call. The phone number is 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Senior Class returns after the news, live and local here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Stay with us. Welcome back to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. If you've got any questions for us this morning, remember you can always text us at 95920. We've had some great questions today. You can also call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. And now your host for Senior Class, Rusty McMurray.
Thanks, Russell. And thank you, everyone, for waking up with us this morning. We're live here in the studios and taking your phone calls for our pharmacist here in the studio. We have Kevin Tapley, pharmacist for CareFirst Pharmacies, taking questions about vaccinations. And as always, I have my co-host Brittany Burridge from the Linden Hello. Assisted Living and Memory Care. Guys, thanks so much for waking up with us this morning. My coffee is finally starting to kick in.
Are you getting hyped up?
Just about. Well, we're taking questions on vaccinations, whether it be flu, pneumonia, or shingles. I think we've covered the flu quite extensively, but just for the folks that just turned in, Kevin, is it too late to get that flu shot?
No, if you haven't had it, go in and get it. Almost all pharmacies still have the flu shot. Some doctor's offices still get them, so no excuse not to get out and get your flu shot.
And you can go to one of the local pharmacies and get your flu shot and not have to sit in a waiting room at a doctor's office with dozens of sick people, correct?
Right, yeah. The pharmacy is a lot easier and more convenient to go in and get your flu shot.
Do you have to have an appointment, or you just walk in and go to the counter and just say, I'm ready for my flu shot or pneumonia shot?
Just walk in, bring the family. Get them all vaccinated.
And you have a location on 15th Street and Lewis across from the Reesers.
Yes.
Then you have a South Tulsa location at 61st and Sheridan. Mm-hmm. And then you have your Broken Arrow location right there on the campus of St. John Medical Center.
Yes.
If you have a question for the pharmacist, feel free to give us a call at 460-KRMG. That's 460-KRMG. Or, Russell, what number do folks need to text their questions to?
Yes, they can text us at 95920.
Let's talk about pneumonia. I work with seniors on a regular basis, and that is one of the things that seems to be most deadly for our seniors over age 78. Why is it important now more than ever to get a pneumonia shot?
Well, the pneumonia, it seems like once you get pneumonia, it recurs every year, so it's a little bit easier for you to get it. With the pneumonia vaccine, there's two different types, but for people over 65, there's a 23 valent strain that you just need those extra strains to mount that immune response to help you protect against the pneumonia.
What about those folks that have chronic bronchitis that seem to have it each and every year and never can get that rasp? Is that a precursor to pneumonia?
It sometimes can be. Sometimes you see them together. Antibiotics do help. Sometimes if you get it, they can do maybe a preventative dose. If you have certain medical conditions, diabetes, some heart conditions, asthma, those are some reasons to get the pneumonia vaccine before age 65, and which will be a different pneumonia vaccine that has 13 strains. They might give you the 23 valent strain depending on your health.
So is pneumonia more common in seniors, or is it just more dangerous in seniors?
It can be more common and more dangerous.
Okay.
People over 65, like I said before, they don't mount a proper immune response. Their immune system is weaker than a healthy person, say age 30 or 40.
Right.
So they just need that extra help to fight off the infection.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm Rusty McMurray with Sunshine Care Partners. We're visiting with Kevin Tapley, pharmacist from CareFirst Pharmacies. If you have a question for the pharmacist relating to vaccines, give us a call at 460-KRMG. That's 460-KRMG. Well, we've talked about pneumonia. We've talked about shingles. Are there any other vaccinations that our folks listening today should know about to keep themselves safe and healthy?
Well, there's the vaccinations you get as you go through a childhood, and I'm assuming, you know, with the 65 and older population, I'm assuming they've had all those rounds of vaccines to get them through. The ones we've talked about so far, the pneumonia, flu, and shingles are the ones that we try to kind of target with people over 65, because those are the ones that they probably have not got or that they need to get yearly.
Okay, I would like to go back to the flu, if we could, just
That's
for
great.
A minute. I have been reading all of these horror stories about Tamiflu. So can you give us the scoop on Tamiflu?
So Tamiflu, it's kind of scary this year because the flu was so fast hitting that a lot of pharmacies ran out of Tamiflu. We never ran out, so we kind of tried to stay ahead of it and keep it plenty of stock. And one thing about Tamiflu is usually once one person in the family gets it, they'll give everybody in the family Tamiflu if they hadn't had their vaccine.
For preventative measures.
So, you know, we've seen a lot of that this year.
Also, though, I've been reading about the side effects of Tamiflu in adolescents and then even adults. Is that just because there's more people taking Tamiflu this year?
It could be because there's more people taking it. Everybody reacts differently to different medications. Some of it could be the virus. You never know as far as side effects. A lot of the Tamiflu can cause some stomach upset, so I always tell people to take that with food.
Do you have to have a prescription for Tamiflu?
You have to have a prescription for Tamiflu. So usually if you go in to see your primary care, they might, you know, give it for the whole family. But urgent care, you know, will give it as well.
What about, I've read a few things about natural remedies as far as helping you get along with the flu as well.
Right. So
elderberry and...
Elderberry is an herbal remedy that they've been talking about a lot that can help with it. We actually have started compounding it because there was a shortage of the elderberry
syrup.
Yeah,
I couldn't find it anywhere. So I had to get on Amazon, I think, and order it because nobody had it.
Right.
But had I known you did, I
there's
would have
a, There's
you.
Another one that's homeopathic, which I never advocate homeopathic because it's... Just plain
scientifically proven.
It's not scientifically proven. Mm-hmm. They actually required them now to start putting that on homeopathic products that it hasn't been scientifically proven to treat or help with any illness. It's mainly just, you know, sugar in the tablet. There's really no active ingredient in it. So there's a couple of them out there that say they help with the flu, but you know, the Sambucol, which is the elderberry syrup,
right?
That one has, you know, a lot of people say that works well for them.
Let's go back to that elderberry syrup. Elderberry is a natural compound that helps with the flu, mm-hmm. and it's something that you've compounded into a syrup that people can take. Do you need a prescription for that?
We've compounded it into a gummy chew.
Okay.
That tastes really good. We can do it in syrup if needed, but with the shortage, we've been just trying to meet that demand.
And no, you don't need a prescription for
that.
You
do not? Counter.
Yeah. And is that something that you can come in and ask one of your counter help or your compounding techs or someone at the counter?
Yeah, you can ask anybody at the pharmacy. You can call up to the pharmacy and ask us, and we can make it for you. It does take a little bit of time to make. We try and keep it made up in batches, but it's been so popular that, you know, we can only make so much to keep up.
I'm glad I know this because literally all my mom friends on Facebook are like, oh my God, I can't find any elderberry anywhere.
Well, now we
so
know.
I'll know where to send
them
now.
Yeah, we make it really, really good tasting. So, you know, for kids and stuff too, it's important to come in and get it.
Yeah.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray with Sunshine Care Partners. We're visiting with Kevin Tapley, pharmacist from CareFirst Pharmacies. And as always, I have my co-host live here in the studio, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Well, this has been a great show so far. I know that a lot of folks have never really realized you could get your flu shots, vaccinations, and so many other things at your local compounding pharmacy. Kevin?
Yes, really any pharmacy, you know, can give the vaccine. More and more pharmacists are trained, you know, through pharmacy school to give vaccinations, and they do really well. It takes a lot of stress off the doctors. And it's a lot more convenient to come in and get it from us.
On going to the pneumonia vaccinations, is that something that the insurance companies are paying for? And do you have to ask for that vaccination, or is the doctor recommending it to folks over a certain age?
So a lot of these vaccinations require a prescription from the doctor. With flu shots, it's so common that a lot of pharmacies will have agreements with doctors to do it as like a walk-in. Mm-hmm. They do it under their prescriptive authority.
Right.
So there's no reason to not go in and get a flu shot. You don't have to go in and see your doctor beforehand. With the shingles and pneumonia, you do have to have a prescription for it. But just bringing that prescription, we can get you taken care of.
Brittany?
This is not vaccine related, but I wondered if you could just tell us a little bit more about what compounding is now that we've mentioned it. A lot of people don't know exactly what that entails.
Yeah, so, and how is a compounding pharmacy different from your big box retailers?
So compounding pharmacies are usually going to be your independent pharmacies. They usually have a little bit more staff to work with you. They can be a little bit more personable. They can actually talk to you while you're there. A lot of the chain stores, their downfall is that they're so busy, they mm-hmm. don't have time to really give you that personal touch, that one-on-one. We can save you money. We will look for coupons for you. We usually know you by name if you're a regular customer, so that's always nice to go in and see it. Nice.
So let's go back to compounding. What is compounding and why is it so important?
So compounding is making medications for people that are not commercially available. A lot of them is that we do at the stores is bioidentical hormones. That's 50% or more of the compounds that we make. One of the ones that we're really proud to do is children's hospital patients. We want to make sure everything's safe and efficacious for them. A lot of times for them, the dose is a really particular dose, so we kind of tailor it to them.
Kind of individualized.
Exactly. Yeah. And so heart conditions, transplant, stuff like that, that's one that's really important for us to be able to make and tailor for the patient that's not commercially manufactured. So it's really important for them to, get those medications so that way they can do it outside of the hospital setting.
We're going to go ahead and go to break a little bit early. We are taking your questions and phone calls for the pharmacist live here in the studio today. We are visiting with Kevin Tapley from Care First Pharmacies. If you have a question for the pharmacist, feel free to give us a call at 460-KRMG. That's 460-KRMG. Or Russell, what do folks need to do if they'd like to text us those questions?
Sure. If you don't want to talk to us on the phone, we won't take it personally. You can text us at 95920. We get a lot of questions that way, and we'll sure try to get those answered for you. Right after the break, you're listening to Senior Class live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, just about 9 minutes ahead. Meanwhile, host Rusty McMurray is with us, and we've got some calls coming in.
We sure do. We're live here in the studios today and answering your questions. We have Kevin Tapley from Care First Pharmacies. He's a pharmacist, and he's asking and answering questions for our listeners. We have Peggy on the line. She has a question relating to shingles. Peggy, thanks for waking up with us on the Senior Class Show.
I had shingles several years ago, a bad case. And right after I had it, about a year, they came out with a shot that I could take because I had had them. Now, is it necessary for me to have another one?
So, yes, and that's a great question. The shot that you probably got was the Zostavax, which was about, they show 60% effective. The new shot called Shingrix is a new vaccine that has 90% efficacy. So that's what they want you to get now, even if you've had the Zostavax vaccination.
Okay, and the fact that I had the shingles doesn't make any difference?
From what I've heard, the shingles vaccine is recommended for people that have had shingles, and then people that have had shingles, they are more susceptible to possibly getting a flare again. So you want to make sure you go in and get that vaccine.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Peggy.
Thanks for calling. We are live here in the studios, and we have Lindsay Morris from St. Simeon's, and she is the chair of this year's Penny for Pearls event that benefits the Parkinson's Association. Lindsay, thanks so much for waking up with us this morning.
This is Jenny.
Oh, okay.
I'm the director.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Jenny. It's Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, how are you?
I'm so good.
Well, how's Ms. Johnson today?
I am great. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the Parkinson's Association and your wonderful Pennies for Pearls event.
Well, the American Parkinson's Disease Association, we are the Oklahoma chapter, so we're a national organization. We provide education, resources, information, and support for people with Parkinson's, their families, caregivers, healthcare providers, anyone that needs more information about Parkinson's. That's what we do. And we have an annual fundraiser that is called Pennies for Pearls. This will be our 7th year. I cannot believe it's been 7 years since we started this event.
Time flies when you're having fun, isn't it, Jenny?
It does. It does. And we have a music trivia night. And I was probably as skeptical as anyone, but I will tell you I've done this for 6 years. I don't ever even get to play. I half the time don't get to eat, and I have a blast every year. It is so
much fun. I volunteered last year, and it was, no, the year before, but it was so fun. We had such a good time.
Yeah, even the volunteers, they have a great time. And so we are just, we'd love to invite everyone to come out for that. It's actually on March 3rd this year. It's at 6 o'clock at the Hard Rock Casino. And what more fun place to be. And then when you're done with us, you know, you can stay a night at the hotel and have some fun there as well. So it's just a lot of fun, and we'd love to have you. It's a silent auction. You get to come and have dinner, and then silent auction, dessert auction, a wine pool. And, of course, the music trivia games are going on as well. And at the end of the night, we give out trophies. It's just a ton of fun.
If you want more information, Jenny, what do people need to do if they'd like to come to the event or maybe even sponsor a table?
If they'd like to come or sponsor a table, we would love to have them. It is going to be, they can go to our website at apdaparkinson.org/Oklahoma. But I'm going to make that a little easier and just say go to okparkinsons.com. And that's really simple. It'll take you right to that same website. And if they just go on there, there's all the information they'll need. They can also call our office at 918-747-3747. And then we have a little lead-in event. Can I tell you a little bit about that if you have a minute?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, we also have what we call our friend-raising parties, and this is where all our friends get together, new people that we've known for a long time, and we come together at a local restaurant. This year, we have the Rib Crib that's sponsoring this event on February 15th at 11:30, and they are providing our lunch, so it's a free lunch to come out, and all we ask you do is bring either a nice bottle of wine and or a silent auction item for the Pennies for Pearls event, and so we would love to invite anyone that would like to come out and do that. In order to register for that, they do the same thing. They can call our office at 918-747-3747, and we'll be happy to get them on the list for that. There's limited seating, so if you want to come, call now.
That's amazing that Rib Crib is stepping up to help the Parkinson's Association by offering that free lunch to those individuals, and that's February 15th. What's that phone number again for people to call for more information?
918-747-3747.
Thank you so much, Jenny, for waking up with us this morning on the Senior Class Radio Show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Rusty and Brittany, it was great talking to you.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye-bye.
All right, we had a quick question. It looks like Russell's already answered it. But
I did for them, but if anybody else was listening and didn't really catch
right.
it, we did have a phone guest a little bit earlier this morning, and someone texted in and said, what was the name of that senior business from Broken Arrow? Well, it's the Senior Center of
Broken Arrow Seniors. It's the Broken Arrow Senior Center right on the south side of Main Street. It's a lot of fun. So we had Carl call in, and we're going to answer his question real quick. Carl called in and had a question about flu testing. We have about another minute, Kevin. Talk to us about flu testing.
So I think the question was getting a flu test at the pharmacy. I haven't done that at the pharmacy. I'm not aware of any other pharmacies that are testing at the
pharmacy. How about doctor's offices?
Doctor's offices are. There was a 600% increase in demand this year over last year for the flu test. So the flu test right now, as most recent reports that I've heard, is on back order. So
yeah, there's a shortage.
They can't even test for it right now. They're just, you know, treating it empirically based on your symptoms.
It's been a deadly year this year with flu shots, pneumonia especially. I know some people that have passed away from pneumonia. Shingles isn't quite as deadly, but why is it important for folks over 65 years old to get that flu shot and pneumonia shot? Is it to save their life?
It's to save their life. Like I said earlier in the show, they have a, you know, slower immune response. Their immune system is a little bit weaker. So they need,
they need that extra boost.
Exactly.
Well, Russell, as always, we've had another great show.
Absolutely. And thanks, everybody, for coming in. Thanks for everybody who called or texted. And remember, we're here every Sunday. You know, we'll answer your questions. Even if you have a question from the previous show, you can always call us. That's fine. This is Senior Class. We're live and local here. We start at 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. Up next, your top stories to the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. And, of course, that all-important forecast from Fox 23. Cold today, but a little warm up tomorrow. And then ice maybe later in the week. So stay tuned for that. The KRMG Storm Center will be standing by. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune into Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless.